people I could do without.
The people who are late.
No. I mean, yeah, of course, but
yeah, always no, chronically late people.
No, I have a specific not late person. I have a specific person that I've been meaning to run past you to see to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
The person. It's actually. I wish it was the person. It's the people.
Okay.
Boarding an airplane, walking down the row, looking for their seat. And obviously have no grasp on the fact that the rows are numbered in order.
Right.
So they continuously, they're just doing this, the look down at their ticket, look up at the seat numbers, look down at their ticket, look up at the row, look down at the ticket. They keep looking back at the ticket 6 to 7 times.
Okay.
Does that change? Does your seat change on your ticket? Is it like a rotating thing?
Yeah, that person's annoying. But even more annoying than that person is the person I came across last week at the Booster Juice after waiting for 15 minutes for my turn behind one other lady when it was finally her turn, because there's one person behind the counter doing every job there. When it's the lady in front of my my turn, she doesn't know what to order.
Yeah.
She pondered the menu. She asked questions. We went back and forth. I nearly lost my mind.
Hang on. Are either of these people listening to the show?
They might be. There's a lot of them, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, get your act together, people. Okay.
Okay.
All right. To the show. That was a weak ending.
Yeah. It's fine.
Hello and welcome to episode 422 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Do you notice how cool my voice sounds?
No.
A little Harvey Fierstein today.
Okay, what happened?
A little bit of a cold.
Okay.
Yeah, which I don't mind. I can deal with that. I don't get sick very often, so it's fine. But good news is I'm going to sound like $1 million this week.
You know where you can buy your cold medicine?
I don't take cold medicine.
Do you know where you can buy your Kleenex?
My wife buys it.
Okay, do you know where she can buy it?
Amazon?
Yeah!
Oh, I bet you. No one's buying their tissues on Amazon, are they?
Sure they are, absolutely.
What do you... I just bought some stuff on Amazon.
Okay, let's hear.
Hey, you know, what Adam's saying though is if you do buy on Amazon, click through our site and help us out. Go to twohosers.com and you can find the links. It takes you to Amazon and you click through. Amazon experience is the identical for you, and we get upwards of 95% of the sale.
Awesome.
I think I'm rounding up. I'll be honest with you. That sounds high. Now that I'm saying it out loud, that sounds high.
Yeah.
I think Jeff Bezos is more savvy than that.
Yeah, I think you were wrongly assuming it's that high.
Yeah, yeah. So, what did I buy? Oh, you know when you, like, I don't know if you've ever done this, like, because usually when you buy something on Amazon, like, well, first of all, it's delivered, but, you know, within 15 seconds of you clicking.
Right.
But sometimes, every once in a while, it might take a couple days, even if it's a Prime object there. And so I ordered something and forgot about it. And it was only a couple of days, too. It wasn't like it was like 3 weeks or something like that. It was like 4 days. And so I got a couple of umbrella mounts, like for light stands.
Sure, yeah.
Because, I mean, I had three of them, but I've started using my... the background stands, you know, like the black, the white background stand that we have. I've been using those as light stands because they're so much sturdier.
Yeah.
In that when people smash into them, they don't tip your lights over. And so I figured, you know what? I'm just going to buy a couple more of those, have them on all the time. And now I can put about like six lights up now. Yay.
Great. That sounds exciting.
It doesn't sound exciting at all. And what else? There was a bunch of Amazon stuff this weekend. I can't remember what else it was. So that's even less exciting, turns out.
Okay.
But yeah, there you go. Now I kind of want to go and look and see what my orders were. No, you should talk while I do.
Are you doing it right now?
No. Yes, I kind of am.
I hear the clicking. I hear
it. Yeah.
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 History.
Oh, no, I didn't. What did I get? No, nothing good. I got a couple little power adapters and that. So, huh. All right. Moving on. Okay, Amazon,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I talked about it last week. I got the track and the bow and arrow for my son.
That's right.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Awesome.
Yay.
All right. Hey, so January's gone.
Right.
So here's a little tidbit. You're a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that if you stop drinking beer and wine and alcohol for like a month, you will feel better?
Hmm.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but it seems to make sense.
This isn't some pseudoscience I'm dropping on you, I hope, because, so I went no drinking, anything in January, water, obviously, but no alcohol in January, because it turns out just around Christmas time, I gained a bunch of the weight. Like I, at some point I had to pee on a stick. I was worried I was pregnant. It's like, wow, that was a lot. And I didn't even eat that many cookies, I didn't think. So my move was, I decided, you know what, January, I'm going to see what happens. And go zero beer, which I did. And the weight kind of fell off. So there you go. Write that down, everybody.
Okay, don't drink alcohol.
I mean, it's February now, so I'm back. But what are you going to do? There's that. And but you know what's funny? Like the funny part about it, it's... you know, I'm not to denigrate anybody who is, but I'm not an alcoholic, so it wasn't like it was tough. It wasn't like, oh man, I was white knuckling it or anything like that. It was no problem, except for I found a number of times like a sort of Pavlovian response when like I would do certain activities like work around the house, like maybe do like a small reno or paint something or whatever it is. As soon as I was done, I wanted a beer because I associate that with like you work, you go have, you know, sit in the patio, have a beer.
Right.
So it was like, you know, I didn't want a beer, but I wanted a beer. And then I didn't even play baseball. I went and had a baseball meeting. We had like an off-season meeting with the guys. And I was done and I was like, we're going for beers, right? Like it was just an automatic thing. And I thought, wow, that's crazy how Pavlovian that's become.
Right. Yeah, I think that's human nature there, buddy.
I thought it was dogs.
Well, the humans have that same response.
See, he rang that bell.
Yeah.
And then the dog salivated.
Yeah, it's...
Where did you go to medical school?
What kind of conditioning is it called? Behavioral conditioning, or...?
I think it's just Pavlovian.
It's the Pavlovian response, but...
Remember when he was on the line with McGillney, and they were awesome?
Yeah.
He was fast. The Russian rocket, right? We're talking about Pavlovian bure.
Same Pavlovian, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. I know it all ties together.
Sure it does, yeah.
So, there you go. What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Not much. It's the same old, same old. It seems like there's a very big cold snap on the east coast of Canada, and we keep hearing that maybe some of that cold's going to make its way towards the West Coast, and there's predictions of possible snowfall in the forecast, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's been so mild here, so we'll see. We'll see, but we're waiting on it. We're waiting on this cold snap.
But see, a cold snap in Vancouver, it wouldn't be like minus 30 like they're getting in Winnipeg.
No,
minus 40
no.
Or whatever I'm reading, it's insane.
Might be minus 2.
No, you... When there is a cold snap in Vancouver, and it's like every 5 years or something like that, you can get a minus 10 out of it,
maybe.
But it's I think you would look forward to that, man. You go skating at Gary Point.
Sure,
I'd be in for that. I could. Yeah. We don't have much of a cold snap here. It's been pretty decent, But the crazy part is what I've been reading about the cold snap in America there and back east is that it's hard for me to do the translation in the Fahrenheit numbers they're dropping, because I don't honestly know when they say it's minus 30 Fahrenheit, I don't know what that means. Like, it's probably not warm.
No.
Right? Like, I do know that 32 Fahrenheit is zero in Celsius. And then at some point, minus 28 is minus 28 or something. or 30. No, but there is one that where they're both the same.
Right.
And I forget what it is. I don't care, actually. Point being is I know that it's really, really cold, but they're saying, like, so it's going to be like minus 30 Celsius in a bunch of spots. And then 2 days later, it's going to be like plus 12.
Yeah, it seems like it's just been like 8 or 9 degrees every day and just sunshine. And it's been nice. Last couple of days, a little
cool. Can you imagine going from minus 30 to plus 12 in 2 days?
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, good. Man, everyone's tuning in to get our hot takes on cold weather. And hot.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. What about just mild? Got any stories about mild weather?
I don't know. No. Sorry. Yeah.
So my son also has a bit of a cold, and was not feeling well on Monday, and so his dad. He likes to go play with his friends at kindergarten, but he says, "Dad, can I stay home from kindy today?" I said, "Yeah, okay, no problem. I can tell he's not faking it." So after about an hour of being home with dad, he says, "Dad, can we watch Indiana Jones?" And he's five. He's 5 years old. And so yeah. I said, "Yeah, of course we can." So we sat and watched the entire Raiders of the Lost Ark together.
Oh, wow.
I was just a very proud dad. I mean, there was two scenes where I covered his eyes.
Right.
When they're leaving the Well of the Souls and there's the skeletons everywhere. That he doesn't need to see that. And then the Nazi face melting.
Okay, yeah, that's probably not appropriate.
Yeah. No, you know what? The Nazi part was really superfluous. It was just the face melting part that was, right. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Visually, it doesn't matter. He's, you know, but it was the ending where everyone's face, spoiler alert, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're, I know the movie is, 40 years old? But, yeah. So but other than that, he loved it. He just loves Indiana Jones. And even like during like one of the little slow parts, I forget where it was. I think it's after he thinks Marion's dead and he's drinking in that bar, just before Belloc comes in, and it's a little bit slow. And he just says, "Dad, when's the next adventure?" But he said in German. He said, "Yeah, Daddy, when kommt die nächste Abenteuer?"
Right.
Yeah, hopefully soon, buddy. Cut to the chase. That's where that story comes from. That's where that phrase comes from. Cut to the chase. So, anyway, very proud dad that he loved that movie, because while it's clear that it's not the best, it's not the greatest movie ever made. That is, Weekend at Bernie's 2. No, what is the best movie ever made?
I don't know.
Come on, what?
Along the same lines as your movie experience with your son, I watched with my kids last week, Hoosiers, rented it on iTunes.
Oh.
And the three of us watched Hoosiers, and they really
liked it. You should have bought it on iTunes.
Yeah, I really liked that movie, but no, we just thought, oh, let's watch a movie, and they were looking on Netflix, and I said, no, let's watch one of my old favorites, and so we mm-hmm. watched it, and it holds up very well.
Oh, it absolutely does. That is one of my favorite movies ever. I saw it in the theater in 1985.
I also saw it in the theater, yeah.
Or 86. Was it 86? Now I'm not sure. I think it might have been 86.
I think it's 86 because I think I was 10, and I think I looked at the year and I thought, oh, I was born in 76. It was 10. I was 10.
Yeah. So that means, and that was just, I mean, Gene Hackman, you know, what a great movie. Soundtrack is fantastic. The soundtrack of the whole score, you can find it on Spotify.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
I listen to it all the time because I happen to love the. It's a little bit out of context, like without the visuals, it's a little bit cheesy, oddly, but I still love it because I love that movie. It's not a part of that movie I don't love. It's not the best movie ever made, but it's up there, man.
Okay.
The answer is The Godfather, of course.
Mm.
No, it is.
I really like that movie, but in terms uh-huh. of it's hard to put that into context and say the best movie ever. You have to really, really want to watch it. I just feel like that's one of those movies that I could see it up, I could come up on cable and I'll be like, yeah, I just don't feel like it. It's like, it's a bit heavy. Uh-huh. It takes a mood to watch The Godfather.
It does. But just with all the parts of the art put together, that is the best. Now, not my favorite. My favorite movie is Raiders of the Lost Ark. I think that because that was for a long time that, like, I saw that in the front row of the Stanley Theater when I was 7 years old, and it was just an amazing experience. And now my son's into it, and I think you're right. I think the best movie in that respect might be Goodfellas.
Yeah, Goodfellas. I could watch anytime.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Did you shoot anything interesting?
I shot so much hockey over the course of the last week, just being that we had a big tournament. We played 5 games. We made it all the way to the finals. It was a 16-team tournament. We made it to the finals. We got shelled in the finals, but 5 games in 3 days. So there was lots of opportunities to take photos. I took some photos. I took video. I'm going to probably use a lot of it for a year-end slideshow / movie that I'll make.
And you shoot videos and photo with the same camera?
No, I was usually shooting video with the little RX100 just because it's so much easier. And then the photos with
that has the rotary engine, right?
I don't know what that means.
Okay. there's probably 2 listeners out there who will know what that means.
Okay.
And I'm one of them. So how was your experience with the RX100
for video? No, it works great. Yeah.
Okay, because it does, like, you basically use autofocus, or...
Yeah, like, I use, like, a tracking focus for video.
Okay, and it does great? Like, it's silent and...
Yep, doesn't make any noise. And doesn't make any noise, but the noise, even if it did, wouldn't bother me, just because there's so much background noise in a hockey arena, I think it would drown it out. And on top of that, I usually kill the audio and overlay some music and commentary. Like, the kids like it when I kind of give a play-by-play voiceover on the goal. So I usually just pull out kind of funny plays where people wipe out or goals or nice passes, hard work, those sort of things, and just try to, you know, lay some audio track. And the funny thing is, you mentioned Hoosier score. That's one of the audio scores. Like, I just recorded some of the audio from YouTube, and then I was going to lay down some of that Hoosier score underneath some of it. So,
yep. It's funny, a good one.
Funny that you said that.
The close cousin to it. And I think it's the same composer, but the close cousin, but far, far superior soundtrack is the soundtrack to Rudy.
Oh, I also enjoy that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the movie's good. Hoosier's better movie. Rudy, far better soundtrack. Okay. Like, it is just outstanding. So you lay that in a little slow motion with the kids skating. There will not be a dry eye in the house of PJ Berger and Sons at the end of the year.
Okay.
You're gonna go nuts. Yeah.
So almost exclusively shot everything with the 70-200 and
so you could look boss. That's why.
Well, it's just because, you know, I'm standing on the bench, and a lot of the action isn't right in front of me, and so in order to get something that I can crop a little bit, I need the 70-200. Oh, and just an update, I am doing photos, like a job for a hockey team next week, and we're going to use, the coach really liked the idea of the foam pucks, so we're going to do some foam pucks and some shooting stuff. So
nice. We'll
see how that turns out, yeah.
Oh, hey, actually shooting the puck towards you, because it's foam, you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And I probably won't get them to literally shoot it right at my face. I'll probably have them shoot it just a little bit off, but if they miss the target, I'm not going to cry about it.
Right. Okay, yeah, you'll be fine. Now, one little tip for that as well is when the Zamboni gets off the ice, you make sure to hold the kids until that ice is dry.
Well, I think the coach will do that.
Yeah, but in general, because if there's any wet spots, those foam pucks, you know, they just stop dead.
Yeah. And I mean, it's going to be a few minutes from the time the Zamboni finishes before I'm even ready. I'm going to have to set some things up, and I don't even know if that will be the first shot. That's kind of one of the things he wanted. So I'm going to do some action shots, and then I don't know, some stuff with the goalies. We'll see how it goes. I have an hour and a half, and so that should be sufficient for a hockey team.
The first time that a puck comes near you, one of the foam pucks, maybe it nicks you a little bit, you have to go down like you were shot and just scream, "Oh God, what have you done?"
Yeah.
Just scream your head off, make the kid feel terrible.
I'll try that, yeah.
Yeah, get someone else to record that for the YouTube.
I'm happy in that I don't know any of these kids, so I think that being a hired gun for this sort of scenario means ideal cooperation. That's what I'm hoping.
That tends to be the situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah, sure.
No, that's true. Write that down. That's your photo tip for the week.
All right. I'll put on a t-shirt. Yeah.
I had a fun little gig last week after we recorded. So somebody got in contact with my wife, a friend of ours, a neighbor or whatever it was, and said, "Hey, look, they have this singing club, this choir, and they're doing some sort of a show, like a, whatever it is. You can put this together in your head, right? The singing show."
Okay.
It's like dinner theater. They're selling out some sort of dinner theater thing, but they're all dressing up in like sort of like 1920s, sort of swinging 20s. Does that sound right?
Sure.
What do you call that with the roaring 20s?
Roaring, yeah, that's right.
So they're all dressed up in those like 20s outfits, but they're singing all kinds of, I don't even care what songs they're singing, but point is, so they have a whole bunch, like it's a huge group of people. It's this club they have. And they want a group shot. So this lady emails my wife and says, "Hey, would your husband be interested in doing this?" And you know, we don't really have a ton of money, which is a lie because they have money. But they said, you know, they want a group shot of everybody up on stage, and you know, maybe they could do it. Like, would he come out and do it for 40 euros? And it's not too far from my house, so I was like, yeah, fine. I'll go do a group photo for 40 euros. And I was like, why, like not 50, 40. like 50, nice round number. You'd think you'd go with 50. And they're basically saying like, "Oh yeah, we have about 75 people.
I like how they call their price ahead of time.
Well, that was the thing. And so, but this wasn't even the lady organizing it. She was a third party. So I just said, "All right, fine. I'm not busy that day. I'll go down there. It won't take long. I'll light it up and throw, you know, three flashes up and light all 75 people. It won't be great. It'll, you know, just kind of flood the area. And that'll be that. And sure, I don't mind doing that. And great. And then here's the part that rubbed me. So I was like, "Oh, 40 bucks. I was like, "Yeah, fine, whatever." Like at that point, this sounds like a jerk move, but you tell me if I'm wrong. 40 is essentially zero. So whether it's 30 or 40, that doesn't matter to me. Like I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll, you know, meet a bunch of potential clients that think I work for free, evidently. But great, he's cheap. Yeah, yeah, he's also homeless now, thanks to you. But no, I figured, you know, maybe I'll make some contacts. That's fine. And again, this, I'm not really going out of my way here, so it's not a big deal. But whether it's 30 or 40 or zero, like that point, I don't really care. It's sort of the token, right?
Right.
So then the lady involved, the actual choir leader, she emails me this long email, which I promptly do not read. Because I basically was just like, yeah, I'll be there. And then she writes back another long, "Okay, what about this? I think we can do 50 euros. And I'm like, "Wow, you really managed to scrape together an extra 10 euros. Good for you." So anyways, I was like, yeah, fine. And so I kind of skimmed the email, but I didn't want to get into like 3 days of email exchanges for 50 euros. Like for me, I'll come and take your picture. I don't want to spend a millisecond discussing this for
right.
free.
Right.
That's the part. The photo part isn't even the problem. It's the discussing.
Right.
And the organizing. And I was like, you know what?
Because it's all taking your time, right?
And that's where I get a little bit, I don't really get insulted, but that's, for lack of a better word, where I'm like, all right, enough, okay? You need a group photo, I can do it, I'll see you there. The end, I thought.
Okay.
So anyway, so I just said, yeah, I'll be there. So I go down there, and then, of course, there was a miscommunication. So I even read back it was totally, hey.
You're now taking portraits of all 75 individuals in addition to 16 different configurations of the larger group.
No, you're way off. It was way more than 16 configurations, but yes. It was essentially exactly what you described. Oh, she said, oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, we want, like, pictures of everybody and then, like, in different combinations. So some people will be in multiple shots and I was like, and they basically said, like, yeah, you have from, like, we have an hour. And I said, oh, wait a second. I thought I was here to do a group photo. Like, I'm not trying to skin you guys. I said, but, like, I'll be honest with you. But she's like, yeah, but, you know, we thought, you know, it was, like, $50 for the hour. And she was very nice about it. She wasn't trying to squeeze me. I think she legitimately didn't know.
Right.
And so she's very nice. And so I'm not pointing my finger at her. But I said, okay, but here's what you don't understand. I said, for me to come down here for an hour light and take a group photo, I go back home, like that's 15 minutes on a computer and I'm done. If I'm taking all those pictures that Adam just described, which is essentially what they wanted, that's another 6-7 hours at home.
Right.
That I don't want to do that. And probably less, probably 4 hours. Like it was a lot. Like we have all 75 people and there's different combinations. Oh, and by the way, yeah, we hung up a background for you. We're not gonna go in the main room. We're gonna go in this little cloakroom waiting room. And we hung a little silvery kind of background or gold background that is, you know, 2.5 feet wide. And so if you could just photograph like all photos of like a group of 11 people against this little background 2 feet wide, that'd be great. I said, yeah, that would be amazing, but I can't. Like this, I physically can't do what you're describing.
Right.
And so I said, all right, well, like we'll do what we can. I'll tell you what. And so she said, she understood the situation and she just basically said, hey, can I have your attention, please, everybody? Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to put a basket out. Anybody who comes up here gets their picture taken, please tip the photographer.
Okay.
And I said, bam, now we're in business.
Sure.
And I will gamble. I don't even, at this point, I don't even care about the money, whether it's going to, like, she's going to give me the 50 euros and whatever tips I get.
Sure.
And so, I'll gamble. Why not, right?
Yeah.
And so it worked out. Like, worked out. It wasn't, like, again, it was less than my normal rate, but it was all right. Like, I wasn't crying about it. They put, like, I think it was around $75 in there after the hour, so that was all right.
Okay.
And but the whole point was, and so I said, okay, well, I'm getting set up here. Two lights, basically, because I had brought my lights for a group photo, which meant in a big dark German hall means no, there's no umbrellas. Like your umbrella is just gonna die in there. So you got to go all hard light and just max it out in order to light everybody. But the last second out the door, I was like, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to get there. They're going to want portraits. So I just tossed an umbrella in the bag. And so I basically lit an umbrella almost on axis, camera axis, just to light everybody sort of relatively flat. And then one hard light in behind, just to act as a kicker, as a backlight. Kind of hit their face and whatnot, make it look cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like I put that up, guess at the exposure in my head, like, all right, this will be about what it'll be, you know, this the power, the different flash powers, and I want it to recycle fast because I have 75 people in 8 minutes. And so I grab one of the girls. I know a couple people, but not that many. And I just grab the girl nearest me. I said, hey, can you come stand in for me? So she does, and as soon as I snap that first test photo, bam, everyone just starts swarming in. All right, let's go. So, well, I haven't even looked yet. So I have a quick look at the LCD. Pictures were fine. Lighting was exactly what I figured it would be. And just snapped away. But like no fiddling, no tinkering, anything. And that goes on for like 40 minutes. And then they're like, all right, we're going to get all 75 people on stage now in this other room. Can you go light that now? Because the people are coming in now. By the way, the audience is coming in. So we have about 2 minutes. Can you do that? yeah, okay, fine. So I do that, light it up, and then we're taking this picture, and then I see like we have like it's dinner theater, and so like the front row they have like these tables that are right next to the stage that are cutting people off, and they look terrible. I said, "Oh, can we move those tables?" No. They gotta. Awesome. Okay. Well, we have dinner tables just randomly at the bottom of the picture. Yay.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that was a fun little job.
Yeah. It is tough, and I think as a takeaway for this, you know, for anybody who's doing photo jobs, oftentimes what happens is you get one story, you get, you know, okay, we're going to talk about this and this is how it works. They want to know how your rate works. And usually I say, you know, it's about time. And so then they give you a scenario and, you know, they say, okay, we're going to need you for an hour and it's going to be this many people and this is what you want to do. And I don't know, maybe you can attest to this. Usually it's never less. It's never less than what they're telling you. It's never less people. It's never less time. It's generally more. And so the problem is for a lot of people, they want via an email, especially if it's someone you don't know. This is largely like why I don't like to do jobs for people I don't have a direct connection to, because you give them a quote. You're like, okay, well, if this is what we're doing, then it's going to be this amount. And then it turns out it's way more than what they're telling you it is. And here's a check or cash for the amount you agreed to. And then you're just kind of like, all right, I guess I'm going to eat it. So yeah. I think over and over again, this sort of scenario, it's played out for me anyways. And I always think, okay, I guess the rule of thumb is just quote a little bit high, because you're going to end up doing way more than they're telling you you're going to do.
Well, that's the thing is I didn't even quote. She asked me, hey, how much do you charge for this? She said, oh, you know, we keep in mind, we don't really have any money and whatever like that. And I was like, well, I charge way more than that. So here's what I'm going to do. Like, I people get uncomfortable with this. I don't really care. You've already made me uncomfortable by not wanting to pay my rate. That's fine. But I'm willing to go ahead and shoot this. Here's what you do. You put a bunch of bills into an envelope and hand that to me. And I won't even open it in front of you. And that'll be that. Like that's my new rate. If I'm going to do a deal like this, where a sort of all right, let's just see where this goes, I'll roll the dice on this. I don't want to spend time negotiating a rate, especially a rate lower than what I normally charge. Right. I'm just going to say here, just do it blind. Now, and pay me after. It's fine. I'll give you the pictures, and I will always roll the dice. If you want to pay me once you get the pictures, and you look at them and go, oh man, that's worth zero, I will take zero. Because I guarantee you, they're not worth zero. I know that. I'm confident enough in my abilities that you're going to be happy, and thus people will see it and go, oh yeah, sure, we can all kick in. Like everybody kicks in $5. All of a sudden, you're getting way more than your rate, and they're happy.
Right.
So that's how I prefer to do it. I don't like to negotiate. But the one time, you know what? The one strange.
But you're talking about in this scenario, not normally. You would
not normally. No. You don't. You know. You can't eat that way.
Yeah.
No, but the one person I've worked for a number of times who actually oftentimes does take less time, still pays the full rate, is working with Corolla and Nate Adams. There's a few times when we've been out on the shoot, like, you know, scheduled for like an 8-hour day or 10-hour day, and we get it all in 6.5 hours, and he just says, well, you're done. Take it easy. And it still pays you for the full day. He doesn't care, because you got what he came to get. So he's happy. You're happy. And I've worked with guys who've done that. And then they're like, all right, well, we still have 90 minutes left that I'm paying you for. So can you just go check the air pressure in my tires? And like, they'll find stuff for you to just dance for me for 90 minutes, right. You know? And I can't stand that. Not Nate and Corolla, man. They just got the job, moving on.
Right.
So, anyways, I haven't the lady who's in charge promptly went on holidays the next day, so I haven't got her response. I've already delivered the pictures, but I don't know if she's even seen them yet. So we'll see. Overall, in all honesty, it was actually a fun experience. Because everybody was all, like, they're all choir people, they're putting on a show that night, they're all dressed up, like, their attitudes were fantastic. So the I didn't have to pose anybody, they were just having fun, you know, hugging each other and like, making joke faces and just running with it. So for me, in that respect, it was easy. I just thought, you know, hey, next time let me know ahead of time. I'll bring my white background and we can light this properly.
Right.
That's all. Because if you're going to look at this and go, oh, well, yeah, I want to hire him. You look at these pictures. They are good, but the background could go a little wider, you know,
sure,
before it cuts off to the wall, the plain wall. But, you know, play the hand you're dealt. All right. Other photo stuff. Oh, I'm scanning a bunch of negatives right now. A bunch of old, just boxes of negatives I'm scanning because I haven't seen him in 10 plus years. That's a lot of fun. Not a lot of fun.
Okay.
But I did send you that one picture of you. Did you get it?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Was it it's going back a little while. Was it like a picture with like an old,
like 3 days ago,
Spider-Man shirt or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Moving on.
Awesome. Thanks.
Well, that's 20 years old, that picture.
Did you send it to my wife too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's in the picture.
Okay. I have to show her because I think you sent it to her old phone, which is,
I can't keep up.
Yeah. Not hers anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. She'll appreciate it more than I did.
Probably. Sounds like it. and then also today I framed a bunch of photos, putting a bunch of new photos up on the walls. And I got my first large, like fairly large print, like in inches, I don't know, 12 by 18, I guess. First large print from the X100. Everything else has been smaller prints or online stuff. But the X100 is the first time I've blown it up that big. Wow, does it look awesome. Just like outstanding how good it looks even at that size, which isn't even huge.
What size did you say?
12 by 18, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
30 by 45 centimeters. That's what we do centimeters here.
Sure.
And so, yeah, it just looks amazing. The colors, the sharpness, everything, like, I'm really, really jazzed. So
what was the photo of?
Vancouver's Granville Street, Granville, and is it Robson? Where is the Old Navy on Granville Street?
I don't know.
Whatever. I had my back was to the Old Navy, shooting down it was a very awesome sunny day in last November, and it was just jam packed. I'll send you the photo. You've seen the photo, but really, really looks like the detail is just amazing, blown up that big. So
cool.
And that's not even that huge. It's not like a giant wall photo.
No, but 12 by 18 is not that big.
No, but still looks good. First one I've had anything, you know, even 8 by 10 or larger is the first one I've done. So photo challenge, finally, this month. This photo challenge is our January monthly challenge. And Adam says it's the worst challenge ever.
Well, just based on our listener participation and on the and on my own participation.
Right.
So I'm simpatico with our listeners.
Yeah, but see, that's what I thought, because all these posts, I kind of looked earlier in the month, like I was kind of keeping up every couple, you know, about halfway through the month. I was like, hey, I wonder if anyone's posted yet. Nope. And then like week three, it's like, oh man, I wonder if anyone's posted yet. Nope. And so like everyone did it like, you know, last, oh man, my dog ate my homework. I better, you know, hurry up and do this.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh no, like is this the end of the monthly challenge? If we got no submissions, it was going to be canceled.
Okay. Can we cancel it anyways?
No.
Okay.
Because now this, we did not get overwhelmed. Our inbox was not overwhelmed. We got 1, 2, 3, or 5 legit, and then one funny one that's not really an entry. We got 5 submissions, and they are fantastic. Like, I really like each one of these is really, really great. And so what we lose in quantity, we more than make up for in quality, in my opinion.
Okay.
Of course, you being the negative dude that you are, you'll probably disagree with me.
I'll probably hate them.
You probably will hate them, so let's have a look through them first. After the first one, no particular order, but go down to the very, very bottom one, the last screenshot. And this is Lander Jess 50.
Okay.
So this is an accidental post. There's no way that they even know that we have a podcast. I think she just put Hey Hosers on there because she had the privilege of taking, first of all, who names their kid KN101234? I mean, that's a horrible name.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're going to be spelling that to everybody the rest of your life. I don't even know how to pronounce that. So anyways, she took him to his first NHL game and blah, 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 accidentally posted Hey Hosers for some reason. And now we're going to talk about it on the show. So there you go, Lander Jess 50. Photo's terrible. So
that is an awful photo.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, you know, at least the one person who is hard to see is the dude. So at least she made sure that she could be seen in the photo.
That's right. Yeah.
So good for her. All right. All right. But getting to the actual submissions in no particular order, it is the ones that I just happened to grab them online. So first up is perennial all-star JC Russo. And he shot these, well, misspelled Daisy, so that's one demerit point. Two eyes. That's right. Two eyes and daisies.
Yeah. Daisies.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and knock 5% off for that. What do you think of this one?
This is very cool. Yeah.
It is great.
This is like, a postcard kind of shot. Like, I don't take photos of flowers very often. When I do, I don't do it that well.
No.
This is really cool looking. So anybody, well, almost everybody, I'm sure, is listening to this via just our audio. Go check this out on our website. The photo is really cool.
What's not on our website? I don't post them.
Wherever you post them.
You have to go on Instagram and actually search for the hashtag.
No, you don't. That's not true.
How else would you look for them? I don't post other people's pictures.
Oh, really? You don't? This isn't... Nobody can see these?
Everybody can see them. If you go on and you go on to Instagram and enter a search for hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, they all come up.
Oh, that's how people actually access... Oh, nobody's going to see this then. Forget it. Okay.
Well, just because you're too stupid to figure it out.
Forget I said anything. Nobody.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No. Jack's dad can't figure out Instagram. Okay, the whole world can go get under the covers and just sob.
Yeah.
Just weep. We'll all just cry ourselves to sleep now because Adam doesn't know what Instagram is.
I see. Here's another reason we should cancel the monthly challenge.
Because you don't know what Instagram is?
This is ridiculous. I didn't even know nobody could see this.
Everybody can see this.
I'm dropping my headphones and I'm walking away.
Yeah, finally.
It's a good photo. Yeah.
It is a great photo. No, but you see, I get Instagram to some degree. What I don't get is Google Calendars. Man, that blows my mind. But all right, that'll be a whole other episode. No, I like this. So he said three lights and a whiteboard. Wow. The light camera left was bounced off a whiteboard the previous hour. Okay, so yeah, he spent an hour and wasted his time and then set it up, saw a better picture. Yes, he did. Yeah, I like this. Particularly, I mean, like whatever's going on with the flowers, they really pop. I mean, they just really pop out of that black background. But the reflections and whatever and the diffraction, reflection and diffraction in one photo on the vase itself or the vase, I don't care, is fantastic. Like the colors that come in there, the kind of bluey look to it, really stands out. We have. You know, the lower half, we got some symmetry with the vase or vase, and then up top, not so much. There is like the one flower on top. There's a lot going on here. It's really, really good. Backlighting the stems. So
good well job. Done. Good job, JC Russo. No, nobody's ever going to see this. So congratulations.
This should be your Christmas card next year.
Okay.
Yeah. No, yours, Adam's.
Yeah, you should send this out. I get it. I'm going to.
All right, next up is No Diggity, No Dog photos. Also excellent. This is the first one I saw, actually. I don't know why it's on here second, but it's the first one I saw. Excellent.
This photo speaks to me. I like dogs, and this is just a great sort of, I don't know, dog pose. This is just awesome. Dogs do this. The one paw underneath the face, just the way the fur, the soft light, like you said, really, really nice looking photo.
Did you just say dogs do this?
Yeah, they do this. They like
you know, that. You know how I know dogs do this? I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but no, not just this isn't unique to this dog. This is a dog pose. Like if you were going to say, hey, find me a dog pose, a common dog pose, you don't have to set up. Dogs like to do this pose.
Okay.
It's not really opposed to them, but it's opposed to us.
Yeah, I don't think they know they're posing.
Maybe this dog does. He's done it before.
Do you think he sucks in his cheeks to look a little bit like tighter?
Maybe.
That's what he does.
He fluffs up his hair before he lies down. Yeah.
It's like, don't shoot me after lunch, okay? I just feel bloated. Just stop it. What in particular, there's a lot going on, and my first thing I thought of when I saw this was like, yeah, man, dogs do this. But then, but after that, a lot going on here, like the fact that it's a close up, catch lights are nice, like the light. I love the color of the light on the dog. I'm sure part of that is the fact that the dog is that color.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you didn't have to warm it up. Maybe if it's just, you know, bounce the flash from behind onto a foam board on the left. There you go. Maybe you didn't have to warm it up by gelling it. If you did, great. If not, maybe you just handled it in white balance, or maybe the dog is just that color, but looking at it all, it's just the right golden color for that shot.
Okay.
All right.
Nobody's going to see it, so let's move on.
Yeah, we're just talking into the vapors here. All right, next up is the real Sean Carlin.
Oh, wow. There's a fake Sean Carlin.
I assume there must be. That's what I figured out.
Yeah.
You roll that for a bit. Give us 5 minutes on the fake Sean Carlin. Because I wasn't going that way, but now you've opened up a can of worms.
This is a first, I think. I mean, as far as I can recall anyways, that the listener included the setup shot in addition to the actual shot. So he liked his shot so much that he had to include the setup shot.
He should like this one.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's bold.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, this is a big time photo podcast that we're on here. You think we don't know, Sean? You think we don't know? Come on. No, I like this. This is good. And I'm one of those people that also like to take the setup shot. I don't do it often enough. Sometimes I get to the photo and then I really think after I took it down, I'm like, I should have taken the setup shot, not just to show other people, although that's great because, you know, like we say, it's great to share the information so everyone can learn. But even for myself to kind of, you know, basically remember, if I like the photo, then maybe I might want to use a similar setup again. And it's good to just throw that setup shot photo. It's easy to take it. It doesn't have to be exposed perfectly. And you just kind of remember, this is how I did it.
And I look at this, the first thing I thought of when I looked at this shot was, dogs do this.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
they sure do.
I was thinking, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Really?
He's speaking of Goodfellas earlier, man. I was like, man, this is like Ray Liotta right here. It's a Ray Liotta stunt double.
That's a good call. Yeah, that's a good call. I'm just, the only thing about this photo is that
I blame Instagram.
It makes me feel like my right knee is sore.
Oh.
That's a tough pose to hold. Like, that is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is tough to do. But everything else, I like the depth of field here. The lighting. And now,
the brick is cool looking, yeah.
Yeah, that is very... Went all the way to Yale Town from South Carolina, man. That's crazy.
Sure.
But look what's going on here. Like in the setup picture... Like, this is the stuff I look for, this sort of thing, like, to happen naturally, because I don't like bringing the bounce out. But if you can find it in certain areas, like light bouncing off windows and whatnot. So he's got this set up in the actual daylight, bouncing it back into the shade of the alley. This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
And the fact that you have a mount for the bounce, that's pretty cool too. Like, that's because I can't use mine because, you know, I don't have anybody to hold it for me. But this looks great and relatively simple. What you see is what you get. But going back to the original photo, like, the depth of field is great. There's enough in focus. That's great. And then it kind of falls off. You don't need to know what's back there. You can fill in the blanks. Although this does remind me of something. And this is just me personally. And so I'll just tell you off the air the story. Okay. I've told you this story, but the time I paid that dude $5 to
Oh yeah.
You know it.
The Marcel Marceau?
Huh?
No, different story.
I don't remember that one. Was I there?
I don't know. No, sorry. I'm thinking about a different story. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Okay. Where everyone's confused. Well, it sounds weird.
Now, all of a sudden, well, yeah, confusing. Also, it sounds really strange that I paid a guy $5 to do something that I can't talk about. That doesn't sound good. Don't go there with your mind. Yeah. That's not what I was thinking about. I'll tell you next week on the show, because I don't want to spoil this picture. It's great, great photo. Great.
Okay.
All right. And the black and white tones, too. Sometimes you convert it, you can get that wrong and kind of have it muddied. This is not muddied, man. This is bang on. The tones in the face and they stand out enough in the background. Like I said, the first three images here, you guys have saved the monthly challenge, much to Adam's dismay. And that brings us to Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. And we're back to canceling the monthly challenge.
No,
I'm just kidding. Good. This is great, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is really great.
Really, really good. Looks, again, like it could be on an insert in a magazine for wine.
Let's go ahead and assume that before they found the show, they sucked at taking photos. So we're responsible for all these awesome photos.
Yeah, let's assume that. That's
right. I'm gonna fall asleep tonight thinking that.
Okay, me too.
Yeah. I don't actually think that. That would be a little bit weird. This is great. The specular highlights in the bottle, like, look where they are. Like, it creates that stripe.
Yeah.
And then from the other side, like, it's symmetrical, even though one's darker than the other. It looks like it should be part of the bottle. Like, it looks fantastic. And then we get the specular little highlight in the wine. And somehow you've poured just the right amount of wine in there. How do you know how much? How do you know in life, not even in photos, but in life? How do you know how much wine to pour?
That's a very good question. That's a question for another podcast.
Two Hosers Wine Show, which is normally what we do actually every week, is just wine. But because I find, like, you know, at restaurants they have the little mark of like the 0.1 or whatever it is, or 0.2 or whatever, however they sell wine. I don't know. I usually buy it in a box, but, your glasses at home, there's no standard, right?
Right.
I'll bet you, judging by this, I'll bet you Stephen Flo at least knows one of his friends in his inner circle of 12 friends. He has more, but the inner circle of 12. One of them is a sommelier.
Wow, that's bold to think that.
I profile this.
Okay.
I'm profiling him that he is in the 12, and then I'll say 12. He's a sommelier, works at a restaurant or a wine bar in Seattle. Former grunge, used to play in some horrible band. Not Stephen Flo. He's obviously good. He opened for Nirvana that one time. No, Pearl Jam. True story.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And so the sommelier told him, here's how much you're supposed to pour, and it looks great. Any more would just be too much. And the fact that, to my eye, and I'm not the right guy to say this, the color of the wine matches the bottle.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm just wondering, yeah, no, that this is great.
Yeah, very good.
Clean the glass. You clean the glass too.
I think you have to when you do this.
You should. I don't. You should.
I don't do this photo, but I think that's probably shooting wine glass 101. Clean the glass.
Now, if there is one nitpick before we move on, and there is one nitpick, and it's not snobbery because I don't believe in it, but for all, you know, when twist-off wine bottles came back into fashion there, a lot of people were poo-pooing them, like, no, you have to have a cork, which is nonsense. Wine-wise, well, obviously his sommelier friend told him it doesn't matter, but, like, actually good wine comes in twist-offs now. So that's not the point. But photographically, cork might look nicer.
I'm thinking he's just shooting a product photo for this wine, and this wine doesn't have a cork.
Yeah, I understand that. This isn't directed at him. It's more, hey, Chateau Beck.
Yeah.
Yeah, two turntables and a cork.
Okay.
Yeah, Google that one. That was hilarious. All right, and last little bit, the two little shadows from the wine glass and the bottle, perfect. like, just, it's very easy to like this and not, and just have no shadows at all, and it looks like you've just cut it out and thrown it onto some white background. But having those shadows there, blam, that makes that, that really makes the little extra details. Blam. Nice job. All right, and last up is Pixelscaper. This is, now is his real name Eugene, or is he live in Eugene, Oregon?
I'm going to say Eugene, Oregon.
You should find out. Okay. Main light, speed light on camera right, bounce board, sheet of white foam board on slight camera left. Love this one too.
Very good. Yeah.
I like what's going on. The pose is great.
There's a lot of good in this.
Yeah. I feel like now, again, very similar to the real John Carlin's, in that the depth of field is just about perfect. I'd say perfect. I wouldn't do anything differently. This is how I would hope I would shoot it. Not even going to say this is how I would shoot it. This is how I hope I would. But have the depth of field be enough that everything's focused on your subject, falls off in the background. The main light is obviously a hard light, which is great. Like, it looks fantastic. It also helps, like, it's nice when you get to shoot good-looking people because, you know, all of a sudden you can shoot hard light. Like, if I'm stuck shooting Adam, I have to double soften it.
Yeah, triple soft.
Well, don't get it. All right. Let's not push it.
Okay. Oh, wait, right. you're talking about another Adam, right?
Yeah.
You're Adam on your baseball team or something.
No, there's no Adam there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm shooting my friend Adam Levine.
Okay.
Or is it Levine? Is it Adam Levine or Levine?
I don't. I'm going to say Levine.
Is his dad Ted Levine? Do you know Ted Levine?
No.
How awesome would it be if Adam and Ted Levine were related?
I don't know Ted Levine, so.
Mm-hmm. Again, you have to Google that. And there's a personal tangential story to that too. Again, for another podcast.
Great.
All right. So I love this one. Love the colors. Love the tones. Love the shadows. The little fill in from the bounce board makes all the difference. So great job. So are you telling me that you'd rather have 15 horrible photos than these 5 gems?
Yes.
No, that's insane. You're insane. You would rather go to the Golden Corral.
I would rather have
than eat at Wendy's.
I would rather have these. How many did you say?
5.
Okay, these 5 photos plus another 5 turd burgers, and then.
Well, it was tough to make fun of these ones for sure.
I know, and well, we can make fun of mine. Mine is so bad this week.
Yeah.
That I feel like I took over for the rest of our listeners who didn't bother. I said, you know what? I'm not going to bother either. But my attempt is still going to be posted because I am part of a world famous photography podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do
all right.
Mine.
Let's have a look at yours.
Let's do mine.
Okay, so first of all, with bounce board, as I mentioned before, I don't use mine enough.
Yeah, I don't either.
Mostly because I have no friends. Like, that's my big issue. And here's what I find. I find that, like, just in general, like I like to have people hold the bounce. And because I wanted to take a traditional, like, for my photo coming up after yours, I wanted to take a traditional sort of ambient light shot with bounce, like Sean did. The real Sean. Like he did. That's what I wanted to do. But I find that anybody who is worth their salt in bouncing is busy taking photos of their own. And it's like my wife who, A, does not want to hold the bounce board, and B, doesn't seem to understand angles.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little frustrating, so I don't use it. I would love to just use it just to have somebody follow me around and be like, yeah, I'm your bounce guy. That'd be awesome. You would literally call them a bouncer. You would have just your own personal bouncer coming around. That'd be awesome.
I'd put that on the back of my shirt, too.
Yeah.
Bouncer.
PB?
Yeah.
PB.
No, just bouncer.
You know what you'd get? Not now, obviously, because it would be awkward, but you could get Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
Sure, yeah.
Best bouncer in the business.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yep, that's who you'd want to get. That's all, on the back of your shirt, it would just be a picture of Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse. You wouldn't even, people would just know what that meant.
They would figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, of course they would. All right, so let's have a look at yours. What's going on here? You're right. This isn't terrible. I mean, you executed it. It's a photo. It is a photo.
Yeah, it's a photo. I got a photo.
It's in focus, finally.
It's in focus, and I did that specifically to both put his eye in focus, and he's holding up his second place medal for the hockey tournament we were in. So they got hats. The tournament was pretty cool. So the hat he's wearing was from the tournament.
And the hat's pretty cool looking hat.
Yeah, it was a very cool hat. And the and obviously the medal is from the tournament and it matches in color. And so I said, okay, I'm going to take a bounce photo now. I had only myself and my son at home. This was last night at 0 hour for doing my photo challenge, considering this is my first thing in the morning that we're doing this. And so I said, I'm going to use bounce. So I threw down a gold, one of those big reflector discs, a big gold bounce, and I had him sort of lay on it so that I was going to then use the cue box, the soft box that, that I have, grid it, shoot the light down into the bounce so that none of that, light spills on him directly, shoot it into the bounce and bounce it up into his face. And I don't have anybody to hold it or anything. So I'm thinking, all right, this is how I'm going to do it. And so that's why you get the light and the way the shadows are, because it's coming from down straight up. It fills in under his hat nicely. So I can see a good hat application. I actually like the light on his face. It's just the whole photo is a kind of giant nothing burger other than it's in focus.
Please don't say nothing burger. this technique... This is actually a good technique. It just doesn't fit with this photo. Yeah. There's no reason for it to be. You'd never like this. Like
exactly, you would never do it. I was shoehorning in a what the heck am I going to do? It's dark outside, and I need a photo for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, no, I've been there. But the point is, like, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You should keep this in mind for some other thing that would lend itself to this sort of lighting technique. But I'd like to make fun of this. It's not terrible.
No, it's not good though either. It just doesn't need bounce. None of it needs bounce.
No, it's not traditionally a bounce photo. I mean, I guess bounce in general, you could always accomplish with more lights anyways. You could get around it. It's not the point. The point is make it simple, right?
Yeah.
And I think for the listeners, the takeaway is that they're in Canada, there's actually a city named Chilliwack.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did you listen to the songs, the My Girl, She's Gone?
I was never a fan of the music, but...
That's a great song. I love that song. It should be in more soundtracks.
It's more of a... I grew up in Ontario, and this is... Chilliwack's more of a BC band.
Yeah. I wonder... I'm wondering if they had any global reach. So I'm guessing Stephen Flo, he's probably heard of him being a music guy from the area. But I'd be interested to know if any of the listeners... A, are still listening, and B, have heard of Chilliwack, the band, and My Girl, She's Gone. I bet you know that song. You don't know that you know that song, but it's like My Sharona by The Knack. It's like, all right, yeah, I know that one. Can't name another one.
Right.
Right. So, there's that. And then Chilliwack, not even in the top 10 goofiest names in Canada.
That's true.
Moose Jaw.
Yeah.
That's right up there.
Yeah, sure.
No, Medicine Hat is not goofy.
Nah, Medicine Hat's okay.
Medicine Hat. You don't get the Medicine Hat, Texas. They don't get that.
100 Mile House.
Not even the only Mile House. I mean, there's more. Yeah. You can go nuts up there. Thunder Bay. That's a nice one. That's a good one though. All right, let's go over to mine. Now, as I said, I wanted to do the traditional go outside and have and use the bounce light. I had forgotten that this entire week my wife would be out of town on a ski trip with her students. And she's my bounce holder.
This is a monthly challenge, Al. You had all month
to
do this.
I didn't do it the first 3 weeks because, you know, why would I?
That's right.
And so, yeah, so the last week, I mean, she just got back today, but didn't have time to do it. And then, so I said, all right, well, I was walking home. My kids and I were out for a walk the other day and coming home and all of a sudden, like we've had gray days all day, every day. It's just been gray and lousy. And all of a sudden the sun broke out and it was amazing. Like this amazing evening light, which still happens at like 5:30. And I said, oh my God, this is it. Let's go. And my daughter said, yeah, daddy, we can do this. We'll take a picture. So I ran in, got the bounce. And my 7-year-old daughter cannot hold the bounce. And she whines about it. So it was useless. So I shot a bunch of photos, none of them any good. And so I said, all right, well, I'm going to light this one. I had this one in mind based on the fact that my son loves Indiana Jones now. And I also love it and happen to have a replica hat, of course. And so I said, I'm going to take a picture of my son wearing the Indiana Jones hat, and did a very similar style to you, actually.
Yeah, just that you have another bounce light.
What do you mean?
It looks like there's two lights, right? One to get up and under the hat, and then one that's coming from sort of the top down.
Okay, so there's two lights and a bounce in this.
Okay, yeah.
Now, there is one, a bare flash, well, actually a snooted flash, raking across the background.
Yeah.
Providing that sort of subtle. I was going to go with a really hard, like a really obvious slash of light, but then I was like, you know what, let's sort of make it a little more subtle. So that there's that little subtle slash of light going across the background diagonally. That's one light. And none of that is coming forward on him. And then I have another flash in the same sock. Is it the cue box that we have? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So I have that. And now I wanted to light the hat with that. So that is behind him, camera left, pouring down on full power because I know that I need enough to get up under his face. So the cue softbox is lighting his hat and then carrying on, and just like millimeters out of frame, my daughter's holding the gold bounce on a 45, which is then reflecting back up under his face.
Oh, I thought it was two separate lights, so there you go.
No. And by being gold, like now gold, and so it's hitting his hat at a normal temperature and then that gold glow up underneath.
Right. Yeah, that's also why I thought it was two different lights.
Right. And so I kind of wanted him to nail the expression. He was sort of, he couldn't quite get the Indiana Jones look because he's five and his stubble wasn't very good.
That's right.
But he hates snakes, Jock. He hates them. So there's that. Yeah, so I kind of had him, I was like, yeah, turn your head a little bit and then kind of look over with me through your eyes and give me kind of the cat that just ate the canary smirk. And he was like, can we watch Paw Patrol now? Yeah.
There you go. No, it's almost, it's an almost, I'll put it in that category. I like a lot of what's going on. I'm not sure about the dramatic change in the light temperature from the hat and the face. It just seems odd to me.
Uh-huh.
Like just the way it's coming down and it's you know, it's one color, so obviously one color temperature above and then so different below. So that it just seems out of place for this photo. And then my other little nitpick, which again, he's five, but it's the hat and the head in no way matches the clothing attire that he's wearing in this photo. So what you're going for with
it doesn't match
the background. It just doesn't mesh with the hat and the.
Oh, see, I it does. It's definitely not. He doesn't have like a beige dress shirt like Indiana, khaki dress shirt like Indiana Jones.
He should have got one off Amazon.
Yeah, I should have got one in.
Or just even something, a black T-shirt, like just or.
Yeah, white. No, but see, he wears the when he's around. When he's teaching, he's kind of has a nicer sweater stuff on. Not obviously, my son's wardrobe is not based on teaching it. I'm going to say Princeton. Where does he teach? Where does Indiana Jones teach? I actually don't know.
I don't remember.
I think it's Princeton.
Not Harvard.
And so obviously, my son doesn't dress like he teaches at Princeton. So I picked up the nicest sweater he had.
But he doesn't wear the hat with the sweater.
He would wear it with. He wears it with a suit though. He doesn't just wear it with a leather jacket.
What, the hat?
Yeah.
He wears it with a sweater?
Yeah. Well, not a sweater. He Indiana Jones doesn't have this exact sweater. It's from H&M kids section. I think you're not suspending your disbelief here.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I mean, no. This is any port in a storm. I was like, all right, if my 5-year-old taught history
I at shouldn't Princeton, have said anything. It's good.
What
it's
sweater fine. Would he wear? He would wear this sweater.
It's fine. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, no, you're right. You're right.
I'm sorry I said anything.
Are you? Anyway, there you go. All right. Photo challenge for next week. A throwback to last week's episode is it's high key. We talked about high key lighting, and now next week is going to be the challenge will be high key. We did low key already.
Never going to do that.
You're absolutely not going to do it. You'll do something and then, you know, you'll phone it in.
Yeah.
You should get a high key picture of you on the phone, literally phoning it in.
Sure. I'm going to, that's a good idea. I like
that. Or take it with your phone. Take it with your phone. Yeah. Phoned her right in. Oh, I didn't even talk about it. I'll post it now. We'll talk about it next week. My wife sent me a picture from her cell phone when she was skiing this week. And I was like, well, I'm going to quit being a photographer. Like, that's ridiculous. That looks so good. Like the landscape image, just outstanding up in the Alps in Austria with a cell phone. We'll talk about that next week. So now next month's challenge for February. Now Adam hated this one, even though I think we got great results. He said, "Oh, you suck. I can do way better."
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's Adam doing better.
Okay. I'm going, you know, right out of left field here. I would like anybody to post their favorite image from the last month. So in the course of this next month,
we did that. We did Hey Hosers.
Did we? Did we do just post your favorite image?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So you can do better when you just copy me. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't remember that.
That's how the Hey Hosers hashtag came about.
I just feel like it should always be that then, because that way it just, anyone could just even look back at their photos and just think, okay, I'm going to post a photo, because really does it matter if it's bounce or if it's whatever food, or I haven't done an action photo as a challenge for a while, but then I still think that becomes so restricting because people just like me leave it till the last 30 seconds before the show and then they don't have a photo. So if we even just said pick your favorite photo every month, and then we would have a little bit more of, I think, a listener base to post photos. Otherwise, I just think that the monthly challenge.
Okay, so we'll drop the challenge part of the title then.
Sure.
So welcome to the Two Hosers monthly
photo. The monthly photo. Yeah. I know you're saying that not
facetious. I was saying earnest. Facetiously.
Yeah, it's very demeaning for you to talk to me like that. But what I'm saying is it actually makes more sense.
Okay. So next month now we have a third hashtag.
Pick your favorite photo. Favorite photo. Monthly favorite photo.
No, that's not the hashtag though.
Okay. Hashtag
Hey. The hashtags, you can't lose hashtags, unfortunately.
Okay.
So you hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Or hashtag Hey Hosers, and or hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Photo.
Okay, Two Hosers Monthly Photo. The best part is, like, we're like an hour and 15 minutes this week, and so nobody's listening to this part.
No, I stopped listening a while ago. Yeah. All right, there you go. So there you have it. So it's just do your best.
Yeah, just do your best.
Just do your best, man. Hashtag DYB. That's what we're putting on there too. Okay. All right. And then Adam and I will, I'll do the high key. Adam will cry about it.
Sure.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You find mine at AlanAtridge.com. The two of us at twohosers.com. Where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything. Well, not the photos of the listeners, obviously, Adam. That's on Instagram.
Okay.
All right, I lost track. All the links. How do I normally say it? Now I forget. It's always it's a rhythm.
Go out there and make better photos.
Oh yeah! Until next week, get out there and make better photos.